Blog Talk Radio.
Coast girl, the Bentley, the twirl, my West Coast.
shorty. Push the chrome 740, rock the red man and naughty. All with my kitty cat, half a brick a day. In the bra with my titties at, and I'm living that. Whole life we push weight, fuck the state, 10 fuck holes in Penn State. Listen close to Francis, the prayer mantis. Attack with the Mac, my left hand spit, right hand grip on the whip for the smooth getaway. Player haters, get away, or my lead will spray. Squeeze off till I'm empty, don't tempt me. Only to hell I send thee, all about the Benji's. Why?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
95 up in this house for real, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Pump Daddy, to my man Big RJ Black in the house with the blue. This is the Fat Man Scoop in the house, Bad Boy 95 blowing up the spot. Biggie Smalls is the illest. I, you know how we do, son. Represent to the fullest like this in the man.
Radio check with DJ Jam on the 1 and 2s. This is Craig Frazier. We're gonna go straight to the phones. Radio check, I got a caller, call your name.
JC.
What's up, JC? Where you calling from, baby?
L.A.
L.A.? What you want to hear tonight?
Yeah, I want to check out some of that Notorious Big.
What can I play for you?
Things Done Changed.
Yeah.
Give Me the Loop.
Uh-huh.
Machine Gun Funk.
Word.
Also some of that Warning.
Come on home. Check this out, JC.
What's that?
I got something special for you.
All right.
I got Biggie rapping over some West Coast flavor.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yo, is there anything else I can do for you tonight?
Yeah. Can I give a shout out?
Nah. Watch out now.
Yeah, yeah. Bad Boy in the house with a 9-5 piece. Big shout out to my man Mel Smith. To my man Don C. Shannon in the house. What's up, Michelle Dre? What's up, bro?
Take a mama screaming that get a job, nigga. Press to the limit, got to rob me a nigga. Civil and plain, my man scooped me in the hoofy. Whispered in his ear, this is what we got to do, G. Got to bang a nigga, and bang a nigga good. So I can cop a beam to drive the fuck out the hood. Cause baby mama screaming, your daughter 12 months. Can't live life slinging rocks and smoking blunt. Hanging with the niggas don't pay the bills. And being broke at 30, give a nigga the chill. So what we got to do is creep and see a sweet pick. Yo, you see that shit?
Hell yeah, I see that shit.
Colombian, Dominican, yeah, whatever. Whoever he was, he had it tucked under the leather. 2 keys, 20 G's, nigga, please. Blew his brains out, cause witnesses we don't need. On the road to riches and diamond rings. Real niggas do real things. Hanging with the bitches is the song I sing. Real niggas do real things. On the
Yo, what's up, y'all, man? Y'all know what time it is. It's your boy, Black Tear, Black Girl Radio CEO. And I definitely want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Most definitely got a special episode for y'all that's about to go on right now. My special guest is NF Mega. He's a former videographer for Bad Boy Records. So I'm waiting for him to jump in the queue. But before I do that, I will be getting to you guys that have called in. So please, before I call your number, make sure you take your phones off speaker and be ready to promote your links. And also, when I have my special guest come on, you'll be able to ask some questions too. So we're going to start with the first caller. I got 504-579. You're live. Please state your name, where you from.
What's up? What's up? My name Rich Twin. I'm from East Palo, California, Northern California. How y'all doing out there?
Oh, we doing good, man. Why don't you let us know what's going on with you?
Oh, what's going on with me, man? I just dropped this Gangland Brothers on mixtape, man. I'm in the lab right now cooking up some dope right now again. You feel me? And I got Rich Twin, My Life Story out there. Y'all go check me out. I just dropped a visual to called Rich Twin Like Me. You feel me? That's up on YouTube. I've been networking, promoting, pushing a lot of shit. We're about to be on this trip going to Houston and go network out there with some Houston cats. And then we're going to go to the Southwest in Houston. I mean, network. So we're moving around right now. I got a lot of stuff going on with me.
Definitely sounds like it. So what else you want to let people know about you, man?
Well, you know, I'm an upcoming artist. You feel me? Y'all check me out. I'm coming up out the mud with this shit. I'm really coming up out the streets with this shit, trying to save my life and get out these streets. You see what I'm saying? So y'all go check me out and go tune in to me. It's Rich Twin, R-Y-C-H-T-W-Y-N. It ain't no I's in there. They all Y's. Go check me out. Put me up on YouTube, SoundCloud, Amazon, Spinnerella, whatever. My mixtape, I'm there. Y'all go check my music out. Y'all gonna like what y'all hear, because I'm the truth. I'm really coming about the street with this shit. I ain't telling no lies. I ain't sugarcoating nothing. I'm keeping it real. Yeah, I've been to the pen of hell and shit. And I've been out here on the streets. But I'm check me out. See what I'm about.
Most definitely. And you got any shows coming up or any albums you plan on dropping anytime soon?
Well, I just finished doing the show. I just did a little performance at the Coast to Coast thing in San Francisco, California. So my next show, I don't know what I'm having next year. I'm working on that right now. But my next album I'll be dropping is that Rich Twin, My Life Story 2. So y'all be on the lookout for that. And then I'm whipping up a lot of things. I got Rich Twin, My Life Story 2 coming. I got a product of my environment. And I got No Names, No Features, when that's just all me with no features on there. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what's up. And for people that might not know about you, man, who your influences that motivated you to start rapping and stuff?
Man, E-40, the Hood Stars, Tupac, Big, all the above. You feel me? I just used to see these guys, and, you know, I used to just grab some from each one of these guys, you feel me, because a lot of people are living the same life that I was living, you feel me, was stuck in the situation, they had to do what they had to do, you see what I'm saying, to survive. So I looked at them, and they motivated me, because at one point in time, you feel me, I didn't feel like I had shit to talk about when I was a youngster. Now I got a lot to talk about, because I don't live the life, I'm seeing everything. I'm seeing a lot of shit, I ain't going to say I'm seeing everything, but I'm seeing a lot of shit, you feel me? So I feel like I got a lot to talk about right now, you see what I'm saying? So with my stories, I ain't misguiding nobody and misleading nobody in the wrong direction. You see what I'm saying? I want motherfuckers to know who I am, understand my lifestyle, and the way I had to live life to get where I had to get in life.
Okay, most definitely. And you want to give the people a preview of what you got, man, you know, before they go to your link so they can know what to expect?
I mean, you know, right now I ain't gonna lie.
It could be a freestyle. It don't matter.
Huh? Put on my verse right quick. You want me to kick something for you right quick?
Well, for the listeners, man, so they can know what you sound like.
Oh, I got something for you right now. Put me on. I'm about to put it on right now. I got you. All right, let me see. Let me see. Hey, man, he got a beat on for me right now, so I'm about to kick something for y'all. Give me like 2 seconds. All right, here you go. Check this out. You know, this how I'm feeling right now. You feel me? Got the streets though. Get tired of seeing hurting my people. This life is living like a sequel. Cause hell no, we ain't equal. They want death for my people. You see what I'm saying? I got some shit. I'm speaking the truth. I don't do no half stepping. I'm just telling the truth. I'm speaking about what I see. You're wiping niggas down. When they pull a nigga over, whip out, you start blasting. Gun nigga down, no questions. They be asking. Rapping niggas, move up and cut shit. Dress, you gotta watch these motherfuckers. That's why I move real mean. Keep a bang on me. A baby on the machine. I'm gonna keep it right there. I'm gonna stop right there. Let y'all hear something. Just come fuck with me. You feel me? Come check me out. All right.
Throw your links out there one more time for him, man.
My name is Rich Twin. I'm from Northern California, the Bay Area, East Palo Alto, the small town cemetery. Check me out. RYCHTWYN, Rich Twin. I got that Gangland Murder Zone out. I got that Rich Twin, My Life Story out. Go check me out. I got a lot of stuff on visuals up on YouTube. Y'all go check me out. Have a nice day. I got to get back to this mic. You feel me? Get back to this book. I appreciate y'all listening to me, and I give a shout out to everybody that give a shout out to you and everybody and your special guests. You feel me? I appreciate the opportunity for calling in and getting a chance to promote, and y'all get a chance to find out who Rich Twin is.
Yeah, call in every Tuesday, all right?
I got you. I'm gonna do that mandatory. I salute.
Salute. All right, so again, just waiting on my special guest to come on in. And it's Mega, exclusively from Bad Boy Records. So, again, just like you heard with the last caller, I'm letting everybody on to promote. So, please make sure you have your phones off speaker when I call your number. But I got 504-858, you're live. Please state your name, where you're from.
Yo, this Artistic Domino making them bitches from scratch like biscuits.
Okay, that's
nice.
A
start. Yeah.
I'm doing all right.
Ain't gonna bot me black too.
Yeah.
Shit,
you tell me, man. What you gonna let the people know?
Oh, coming out from Louisiana. At the booth, making them beats from scratch like biscuits all the way to the West Coast, East Coast, making all types of music right now in the lab. I'm in the lab right now doing it big on them beats, about to send stuff to the UK. My boy about that line, Fonzie T. That's a master P boy. They mess with each other tough for their music out there, promotion and everything. Y'all could get at me for beats, art663@gmail.com. Y'all can hit me on my Instagram, artdomino1. And I got a new artist that's coming out. His name is D9. I gotta check him out on my Instagram. Got a new album called Street Nizzle, coming out with Dirty Red. That's affiliated with No Limit, his label called AINT. Y'all can check him out on YouTube. Rondell Williams, he's doing this thing. Lil Chu got a mixtape coming out called Unstoppable. That's coming out pretty soon. That's gonna promoting out of UK with my about that line from Funzy T. He's doing this thing out there, helping us out. You know, the Black Blob Entertainment, A Plus Productions, we both getting it in. Y'all can check my music out with on about that line too with Funzy P called Play Your Cards Right.
Okay, one second, Domino. Just to let everybody know, my special guest, Ennis Mega, he's a former videographer for Bad Boy Records, and also he has some affiliations with Daddy House Recording Studios. For those that don't know, that's Puff Daddy's recording studio. But I'm going to let him on momentarily. We're going to take one more caller and then let him on. But go ahead, Domino, you can finish up.
All right. Yeah. Shout out to everybody that's doing their thing. The rap game is where it's at right now. I mean, I like where it's at right now. Everybody around the world doing their thing. Shout out to Black Tear, Black Art Radio, Black Blob Entertainment, No Limit, and everybody else doing their thing. Thanks for
okay,
everybody.
So-
Yeah.
You got anything else you want to throw out there?
Oh yeah, the SoundCloud link, all my links is on the SoundCloud at Black Blob Entertainment, SoundCloud Black Blob Entertainment. Black Blob is spelled BLACKBLOBB. Y'all can check out the old West Coast and Down South Boys. It's kind of still new to me because I put it out in August. But the second one coming pretty soon, so y'all can cop that too. That's coming out. I'm going to drop that one in August too. And good stuff coming along the way. I'm just grinding right now in the studio right now. Thanks
okay,
for having me.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You go ahead and finish.
Thanks for having me, man.
Oh, no problem. Just make sure you call in every Tuesday, all right? And if you want to holler at the special guest, just stay on the line.
All right,
y'all. We're going to take one more, and then we're going to get to my special guest. And even after we get my special guest on, you'll still have the opportunity to get on and promote. But I got NF Mega, what's going on, man?
Peace, live and direct from NYC. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you, brother.
You already know, man. No, look, man, as I always tell you, I appreciate you, man. You've really been in that thing, man. So without further ado, why don't you let them know about NF Mega, you know what I mean, from the beginning to where you at now, man.
Well, you know, I'm a director, producer, writer. I'm just an artistic person, you know. I'm just here, man, just to just express myself and to inspire and be inspired, you know. So I mean, hold on. You know what you want to know? You tell me what you know. I mean, we went over the history. I don't want to go over some history, you know, for your listeners. I mean, I want to keep rehashing the same history over and over and over again. You know, if you got any questions, let me know, man. I mean, I'm out here just trying to just do what I do.
Yeah, for sure. But you know, since the last time we had you on, obviously the listener fan base has changed. So just briefly, and then we're gonna get to some callers. So all the callers that's in the queue, please stay right where you at. You also be able to promote and ask some of questions. So please don't go nowhere. But what you got going on right now, man, in the world of videography?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, videography, that's just something, like, you know, I do on the side, man. But, you know, artistically, man, I mean, I'm directing, producing, you know, writing, and just, you know, just trying to, just like I said, you know, express myself. You know, that's really what it is. And it's all about the art, all about the culture. And teach, you know, I'm a true living God, so I'm gonna teach what I know to those who don't know. So that's what I'm about. I'm about teaching those, you know, teaching the babies.
Okay. So in the world of directing and all that, what's some of the new stuff you're working on?
I've been working on this documentary that, you know, dealing with my older G, Lord Jamal from Brand Nubians. I've been working on this Brand Nubian documentary. You know, I've been doing a couple of, you know, short films and a couple of projects. I've been doing some handling the content for Law School of Mecca. You know, got a couple of projects. I've been dealing with something with Sandy's House with the guard Kassim. I'm just on the grind out here.
Okay. And how did some of those, I understand you already had a relationship with the those hip hop legends, but how does, for those that's aspiring to do things like that, that's listening, how were you able to make that happen?
Well, you know, there's always just really like just 6 degrees of separation from all of us, man. You know, somebody knows somebody that knows somebody, you know, and you just reach out and just, you know, just connect. You just always out there connecting, and then, you know, you do your work. As long as you do your work, do good work, people see and recognize, you know, and they reach back out when you reach out. You know, it's just a matter of just communicating and being on the scene and you know, walking and talking with people. You know, and you meet one of each one. I met Lord Jamal through a good friend of mine, Born Jamal. You know, and that's like my brother to me. Born Jamal like a brother to me, and he knew Lord Jamal, and Jamal, you know, connected me, you know. I mean, and then, you know, Born Jamal connected me with Lord Jamal, and, you know. He saw the work, he saw what I was doing, and he liked it, and he wanted to plug in. I always wanted to plug in with him. That's somebody who I looked up to when I was coming up. And, you know, so when he saw that what I was doing, and he showed appreciation for what I was doing, I was humbled, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he was the one who showed me. Actually, he was the one who had helped sell life to help me get knowledge of myself. To build with him, and now we connecting thoughts. You know, we sharing ideas.
Okay, and besides the directing, because I heard you mention some other stuff earlier, because I know I just know your background for videography. So what's the other things you got going on too for the listeners, so they'll know.
Well, you know, I've been producing. My first love was producing. You know, beat making and then producing. You know, and then, you know, for all your listeners out there, there's a difference between beat making and producing. And the difference is, you know, beat making is just actually just making the beat and getting a sound, but producing is actually finding an actual, you know, vocalist that's going to perform on top of it, or You know, it could be even a guitar or whatever instrument you may find. You know, a lot of times nowadays, cats think of producers as a beat maker, although they are kind of synonymous with each other, but they kind of two different things. So I've been doing all my first love with the music, and then I got into producing and getting some vocalists and some artists on top of the music that I made beat making.
Okay, well I had no clue. That's crazy. So are you saying you rap too, or produce beats?
Nah, I'm no rapper. I'm a producer. I'm just like behind the scenes man. I'm the beat maker.
Okay.
I do the beats behind the scenes. So when I do a lot of my many documentaries. In terms of stuff that I might contact for, I do for a law school in Mecca out of New York City, a lot of the music that is done is done primarily by me. You know what I'm saying? So, anytime I need background music, I do that. Or if I was to do a blog show, such as this one. I mean, this one is not mine. This is yours. This is the Blackout Ready. So you play the music. This is your scene. But if it was my own, I would play my own joints. Dig what I'm saying?
I'll feel you. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, the lines are, they going crazy, and I've got people that's been waiting for a minute. So we're going to get to a few callers to holler at you, and then we're going to get some more effort. Because like I said, I'm definitely finding out some new stuff that I didn't even know before. So big shout out to you. And also, if you do
I appreciate
that.
I don't mean to cut you off, but a lot of times you would say that formerly a bad boy. I mean, I guess that's what you might have known me for, but that was so long ago. Dealing with Bad Boy. Even though I got a lot of love for Puff, but there's so many other things that I've been dealing with since then. The directing, producing, and just staying busy.
Yeah, that's all I knew. So I'm learning through the interview, but I definitely. If you can, send me, when you get your beats registered and everything, you want to send me, a five-minute collage or something, I could put them on my show, and you tag, put your email on there, and I'll play it on my show. Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Oh, you good? We're going to get some callers real quick. So, y'all, again, as he just disclosed, he did do some work with Bad Boy Records as a videographer. And he has some background with Puff Daddy's Daddy's House Recording Studios. He's also producing, directing. You heard it. So, again, if you want to promote yourself, that's fine. But at least have one question for him, because obviously you can hear he's been in the industry just working with Puff Daddy alone, Lord Jamar, Brand Nubian. Those names should ring some bells. Well, we got 773-715. 773-715, you're live. Or they just dropped out. We got 909-622, you're live. Please state your name, where you're from, please. Okay, they dropped out too. 615-917, you're live.
Hey, what's going on, man? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
please go ahead.
All right. Hey, what's poppin', man? Y'all got the videographer that worked with Bad Boy?
Formally.
Sorry.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
I had to turn down my...
Say that again?
I had to turn down my AC on my window unit so I could hear better. I can hear y'all loud and clear. What's up? This is Rob Proof from Nashville, Tennessee. What's poppin'?
What's going on, Rob Proof?
And just chilling and shit. Just got out the water, man. Feeling real good. It was the best two hours I spent all week. Feeling great.
Okay. Well, most definitely. I have my special guest here, Enif Mega. As you were saying, but he's formerly done work with Bad Boy Records, and he's also directing, producing, all type of stuff. So if you want to promote yourself, go ahead. And also, please ask him at least one good question when you're done.
All right. Because I got a couple guys in film who I work with and whatnot. I've actually shot, I guess, yeah, pretty much my first video a few weeks ago. And I work with a guy who's been working with film his whole life, but, you know, he's like, he's never really truly got it off the ground as a business. Anyway, long story short, I don't really know if I got a question. I guess it's more of a statement just from my own personal experience. I guess, you know, you guys could concur or disagree, but from my experience, I learned when you're working with a person who uses a different media for a form of art, you really have to you gotta have some patience sometimes, because you know, the input that you put in, sometimes they might not understand. In my case, it was the fact that dude was shooting a hip hop video. He's worked with another videographer doing hip hop videos, but he did not understand there were certain kind of shots that I did not want in there. Why? Because within hip hop culture or hip hop genre, or there's also subgenres. You know, you got hardcore, you got East Coast, West Coast, Southern, hardcore, mumble rap? Is that an actual genre now? I don't know. But there's certain type of subgenres that I did not want to cross, and certain type of images can project, you know, that to a certain niche type crowd, per se. Do you ever have any run-ins like that, sir?
To be honest with you, man, you know, listen, you know, at the end of the day, we all are artists, you know. So when you're working with another artist, whether it be another medium or the same medium, you know, a lot of times, man, you know, you have to kind of listen and be open to listen to the other person's ideas, and the other person has to be able to listen to you. So, you know, it's always a collaborative. I like to say that life itself is collaborative, you know, and in terms, you know, you have to listen to each other, and you have to, you know, in order to really reach the best, to get the best part, you know, whether it be a song or idea or you know, just a basic understanding with each other, you know, it's a collaborative thing, you know, and you know, you both have to be able to, you know, work towards that best part.
Or have you ever worked with a recording artist that you just could not work with, whether it was due to them not showing up on time or monies or just like creative direction?
Yeah. That's happened a few times, and that's unfortunate, you know, you know, where we couldn't, you know, come to a compromise or see eye to eye, you know. But I generally try, you know what I'm saying? You know, for myself, you know, I try because, you know, I know how it is, you know. I know, you know, especially working with another person, you know, another person just really wants to be heard themselves, just like you want to be heard. So I always do my best to try to listen out and hear another person and understand where they coming from artistically, you know what I'm saying? Now, if it's somebody, you know, that I'm hired to do a job for, you know, a lot of times I just try to shut up and listen to what they want to do. But if it's something collaborative, you know, more of a, you know, with both ideas, you know, I'm definitely going to try to insert my ideas as well. But, you know, it's, you know, also give room for the other person to share their ideas as well.
Right. Cool. I appreciate the info. Shit, man, I could actually ask a couple of questions, but I don't want to take up all the time on the line. But I was going to ask you, like, how does the person go about, like, trying to lock down a public place to shoot video? Because I know, like, when it comes to laws and all that bullshit, like, you could probably get fined. Can you get fined? Like, I mean, if it's a public place, I mean,
it depends.
Like
it depends.
A park or some shit.
Yeah, no, it depends. I mean, like, you know, if you're doing, like, local stuff, like, well, I mean, basically, I mean, at least the law in New York City, I'm not sure how it is out there in Tennessee, but I know that, you know, in New York City, you know, the law is like, you know, you can't really block traffic. So if you got a situation where you're blocking traffic, you definitely have to go to somewhere, City Hall, and get permits to block the traffic, you know. But if you're not blocking traffic, you could basically shoot, you know. And in my experience, you know, when it's dealing with like low budget, you know, films and projects, I just shoot, shoot on a fly, like, you know. Like right. Basically, like on some guerrilla. But a lot of times you don't have to, you know what I mean? Like, if you're gonna block traffic, you know, you definitely might want to, you know, step to your local office, you know, your city offices, and let them know that this is what you're looking to do, and you know, they'll most likely set you straight.
Last question. What's one of your top three favorite cameras to work with?
Ooh, I mean, well, yeah, I mean, it depends. I like the you know, the upper end 4K cameras, you know. I like the film camera. I like the 35mm cameras. Those are the ones that I originally like, you know, the panoramic 35mm cameras. But then if you want to get, like, you know, more lower budget, you know, you can get into like the 4Ks, like the Blue Magic or the Red Cam. And they have, you know, different, you know, ranges of those cameras. And then if you really just looking to just do like some web stuff, you can get like into your Canons or your Nikons. I'm not really a big fan of the Nikons.
Okay.
I'm more of a Canon guy. But yeah, Canon is the ones, you know, has done really well. It's just that, you know, they haven't really developed a 4K camera as of yet, but The
Canons
are the decent ones.
Yeah, yeah. Appreciate the information, brother.
Yes, sir.
And
sir.
Caller, real quick, did you have something you wanted to throw out there about yourself, or you good?
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Just www.rawproof.net. If I guess any other hip hop fans or fellow MCs would like to check me out and see what we got going on in Nashville, events and stuff like that, you can check us. You can check it out on Facebook at Rawproof, RAWPROOF, and you can check the music out at rawproof.net. Yes, sir.
All right, and most definitely, feel free to call in every single Tuesday to introduce yourself and promote, man.
All right, yes, sir. Salute.
Okay, Mr. Mega, before we go to the next caller, you got anything else you want to throw out there?
Well, yeah, I just want to appreciate you having me on, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely humbled by you.
I just told you, I thank you, man. You done worked with Puff Daddy, Brand Newbie, and all them. You doing me, you know what I'm saying? I'm honored to have you on my show, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, like, I know. Seriously. I mean, but you know, the fact that, you know, you got me, you know, tuning into your listeners. You know, last time while I was on your show, I got a few friend requests and people, you know, asking me some questions. So, you know, people is just definitely tuning into what you're doing. So I definitely appreciate, you know, letting me be a guest on your platform.
Oh, man. I don't know. Let's go to the next caller. 909-622, you're live. Please state your name. Where you from?
This is your boy, Cole Red, from Pasadena, California. I just want to give a shout-out to my boy, Eddie Powell, for running the show. You keep it popping.
Thanks, man. And I also have my special guest, man. He's going to work with former videographer for Bad Boy. He's doing some documentaries, shooting with Brand Nubian. He directs, produces. So if you want to holler at him, you can, and also promote yourself at the same time.
Okay. Well, big ups to Homeboy shooting the videos. Should keep that popping. If they want to follow me, you can follow me on SoundCloud.com, WColeRedGray. I got a song I just dropped called Mud Money. Check that out for one time.
Definitely, bro.
Okay, you got anything else you want to throw out there?
Nah, that's it. I just wanted to give a big shout out to Eddie Powell. Keep it popping, brother.
Yeah, but also check this out, man. My man Zenith Mega right here, he actually deals with major label artists and stuff. So if you want to ask him question about the industry or something about your music video, you know, it was all about that, like how to make it better or something.
Well, one question I do have is, what is the best camera? Because I heard him saying which one is the best camera. Which one would you prefer if you had a choice?
Well, I would like I go with the Red Cam. You know, the Red Cam is a dope camera. You know, and that it's 4K. You know, that's industry standards. But you know, again, you know, if you want to just do some, you know, web stuff, you know, your Canons are the best ones. I like the Canon 5D. You know, if you're just trying to do some web stuff, and then you can actually get some of that stuff on broadcast also, but. You know, Canon and the Red Cams, you know, those are the two. I mean, if I had to really pick, I would definitely go with the high-end Red Cam.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, why don't you throw your links out there one more time, man, so everybody can find you.
Okay, you can follow your boy on SoundCloud.com. Type in the name Dougie Cole Red Gray. And hit that button one time for your boy.
All right. And most definitely, man, I need you to call in every single Tuesday, same time and number, man. You get the same opportunity.
Yes, sir. And you guys have a blessed time.
All right,
sir.
Thanks for the call, man.
You too. Peace.
All right. So would you like to, before we go to another one, would you like to give out some more information about you know, the stuff you're doing with Brand Nubian and you're producing, or?
Well, yeah, I mean, you could stay in tune with me. You know, everything is Inf Mega on, you know, Inf Mega via Instagram, Inf Mega via Twitter, Inf Mega via YouTube, you know, and also you could check out some of the work, you know, if you want to tune in some of, you know, get a little knowledge of yourself, you know, you can tune into my Law School and Mecca page on YouTube as well. So, you know, yeah, check me out.
Okay, and before we get to another caller, when the smoke is clear, and I'm going to tell you this, man, just you working with Puff Daddy alone, like, solidifies a lot. But when your whole curtain is closed, what do you want everybody to remember about Inf Mega?
Well, I mean, I just working hard, you know. I want the world to know that I'm somebody who wants to tell the truth, you know what I'm saying, whether it be artistically or just in everyday conversation, you know. I'm about the truth, you know, and upliftment of the community, you know what I'm saying, and worldwide, you know. So that's what I'm about, you know, and I do that via my art, you know, just to tell the truth. And the truth stands alone. You know, it doesn't need no hype or nothing, no promotion, because the truth is going to do what it's going to do. You know, I'm like the sunlight, you know, spreading the truth throughout the, you know, the universe.
Most definitely, man, and I definitely appreciate you being on that mission to do so. But again, y'all, I'm live with Mr. Mega here. As I said several times, work with Bad Boy Records. But now he's producing with he does beats, and he also is shooting films, documentaries. If y'all haven't heard of Brand Nubian and y'all don't know anything about hip hop, he's doing stuff with them, Lord Jamar, y'all heard him. So please make sure y'all have some good questions for him if y'all want to connect. Also, feel free to promote yourself. But just make sure we show him respect. I got 646-673, you're live. Please state your name, where you're from.
Big Ed, what's good, baby? Shaw Phillip for NYC, S-Tex Energy Drinks. How y'all doing tonight, man?
All right, peace.
What's good, man? You know, going down to that Bronx in Atlanta tomorrow, leaving NYC to Atlanta. You can go to the website, www.bronxdayatlanta.com. A lot of events going down to Atlanta this weekend, old school. A lot of hip-hop and stuff going on. Friday, all-white party with Jadakiss, Club Optima in Atlanta. Thursday, the all-comedy tour with Capone. Check it out on the website, www.bronxdayatlanta. My third straight year going down. It's going to be crazy. You heard?
No doubt.
Yeah, it's going to be jumping, y'all. Then we'll do an SX photo shoot with Quad Live Saturday. Shout out to Quad Live, former radio host of Kinky Combo After Dark, lovely chocolate model. We're going to do the modeling for SX Energy Drink. You'll see the pictures real soon after we deal with that. Shout out to her, you know?
Most definitely. You sound like you're working, man. You know,
I'm working, man. I'm working, man. Got a lot going on, man. And I got more in the works, you know what I mean? It might be in the front cover of a magazine called Words of Wisdom. Shout out to Tammy Pickerson of Virginia. You know, we're working on that. You know, I did a show with her last year called The Pickerson Report. Tammy is a model, hosts a radio show, does radio stations, and owns a magazine. So she's a triple threat. Shout out to Tammy Pickerson of Virginia. Much love.
Most definitely, and if you would you like to holler at my special guest about something?
Yeah. I got a quick question for you, my man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. What inspired you? What was your like moment that made you do what you do, or made you so do great things? What inspired you to do what you do, man?
Oh well, thank you for that question. That's a great question, man. You know, it's just really seeing other brothers, you know, coming up and you know. Having seen other brothers doing their thing and seeing that I had the opportunity to express myself, you know what I mean? Like they, you know, having great teachers it inspired me to pass the word along to others, you know, to do the same thing, to do those work, you know?
I hear you, man. You know, we all have that special moment, that breakthrough that put us to that next level, you know what I'm saying? You know, when I first started SX Energy Drinks 8 years ago, I think one of my breakthroughs, like I was telling Ed, when I won an award from Elegant Hooders Music Network, I used to be a vendor for them. The lady at the time, CEO AD the General, gave me a Most Explosive Grind Award in 2015. You know what I mean? I mean, it was no bullshit. A real award. When I got that award at Club Pyramid, January 2015, that was for the critics who didn't believe in me with this SX Drink movement. That told me to kiss my ass. You know what I mean? So that was a big moment for me getting that award, brother. And every time I see that award in my room, it motivates people to do great things. You know what I'm saying?
Dope. And I'm familiar with the Pyramid. Pyramid, the Club Pyramid.
New York,
the spot. Yeah, New York City.
Yeah. I've been over there, man, with AD the General. Yeah, she do the industry talent shows. I was over there for like three years. Moving that energy drink, giving out samples, shirts, and everything. You probably saw me up in there. Yeah, I'm going to give a shout out to AD the General. Yeah, she's a great teacher, and she also helped promote my business.
Yeah, dope. That's what's up, man.
And shout out to you, Ed. Hope you win that award, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to Ed. You know, I know you nominated and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Hope you win it, man.
Yeah, hopefully so, man. I won on another platform last year, so it'll be nice because this one I'm actually in the nominations with two Detroit legends, so hopefully y'all get that. You feel me?
Yeah, I think you're going to get it, Ed, you know, to keep the faith, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I definitely appreciate you calling in, Mr. Felder. You got anything else, sir?
Yeah, man. I want everybody to check me out, you know, on YouTube, Sean Felder SX Promotions. You know, my first ever video with Kizzy Cox, July 29th is my 7-year anniversary, man. That's my first ever YouTube video I did. I did it at Amy Roots Restaurant in Harlem, talking about the SX movie with the lovely Kizzy Cox. That's over 15,000 viewers on YouTube. Shout out to Kizzy Cox and Catch the Vibe. And also my website, www.umpylifestyleblogspot.com. You know, you check out how I started off with the SX movement, models and people who helped put SX on the map. And also to my SX Model of the Month, the lovely Dee Dee Walker Live. She's a radio talk show host. She also nominated me as a creative artist nominee. She had the award image show last month at Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm going to be down there next year. You know, I'm sponsoring that event, so I'm nominated for next year, too. So hopefully I bring that award home. Shout out to Dee Dee Walker Live. You know what I mean? And also, thank you all for
having me.
That's what's up,
man.
For real.
Yeah. Since you're in New York City, you know, if you ever need a video, you know, holler at me, man. F Mega. You'll reach me on social media.
Check me out on Facebook, bro. Yeah, look for Sean Felder. You see me wearing the SX shirt. I'm also on Twitter, Sean Felder. Check me out, man. You can add me on. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. And you can do the same, you know, Infmega. Infmega. Infmega.
All right, bro. You have a bro. Like I said, hey, I'll talk to you next week when I get back from Atlanta. I'll tell you some things that went down at Bronx Day Atlanta. You heard? Especially with that all-white party with Jadakiss.
That's right.
For sure. Okay. Thanks for calling in, sir.
Yeah, man. See you next week before I get back to Atlanta.
All right. All right, Mr. Mega. Definitely, we come in to like the last 10 minutes. I did want to try to get a few more callers if possible. But you got anything else you want to throw out there for the listeners?
Also, you know, y'all can check me out on my SoundCloud. You know what I'm saying? I'm starting to update my SoundCloud. I usually use it behind the scenes doing the video thing. But you know, since I've been stepping up into back into my production, I've been facilitating my SoundCloud. So y'all can check me out on SoundCloud and Mega, as well. All social media, you can check me out, Inf Mega, INFMEGEA.
Most definitely. And also, sir, just letting you know, I know I had you on last year, but, as long as I keep going, I like to have you on once a year because I see you got a lot of stuff going on. So that's cool with you,
I
know what I'm saying?
I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a blessing that you want to have me on, on your platform.
Sure.
So, peace to you.
All right, we're going to go through a few more callers before I come in this last 10 minutes. I got 313-690, you're live.
What up, though? This is Deacon Israel calling from the Detroit City. What's happening, y'all? Y'all all right?
Yo, what up? Shout out to Detroit. What's going on?
That's what's up. Oh, man, it's all lovely. I would just want to say I appreciate you breaking down the difference between a producer and a beat maker, because I've had that discussion several times myself, and I find myself having to break out a book so I can show them, like a producer is not a beat maker, but like you said, it's synonymous because a beat maker can be a producer also. So that was real refreshing to hear a professional such as yourself come on the line and, just say that outright, because that's a debate that I've had several times. Like when I say, yeah, I produce my whole album, they be like, oh, you make beats? And I'm like, no, I don't really make beats, but I'm a producer, you know what I mean? So that kind of perplexes them. They be like, well, how can you be a producer if you don't make beats? You know what I'm saying? So I really, really do appreciate you breaking down that difference between what a producer does versus what a beatmaker does, which actually, like I say, they can be one and the same, but there is a difference. But my question is, from 0 to 60, from day one, man, how long do you think it took you before you felt like in your mind that you was accomplishing being recognized for what you actually do, like getting looks like, man, I need you to do this for me, or, or from that connect to Puffy, like, when from day one when you started, like, actually in your mind, how long did it take you to feel like you had accomplished what you accomplished,
Well, that's an incredible question, I want to say that I've never felt like that, I've never, I've always been somebody, I've always been somebody who, has been, striving to get to that next level, always, there have been certain peaks where, I felt like, wow, I'm actually here and I'm learning something, or I've reached another level. But, I've always felt like, what I'm doing now, I'm always looking to do something better, the next day, Like, so I'm, I'm always looking to do my best work, so I'm not,
right.
There's never really a point where I got to where it's like, okay, this is the best and I'm, and this is it, it's always like, I'm always looking for that next part that could, take me to another level. And what it's really all about is about learning. As I said earlier, in early comes, it's also about collaborating. Life itself is a collaboration. So, looking to connect with people and learn something, inspire, and as well as to be inspired.
Right.
Well,
yeah, because yeah, I find myself, like, almost going through the same thing. Like, I never feel like, I know I get the work done and I got projects this show under my belt, like, for years of being and doing what I do. But like you say, you know, you never really feel like you arrived yet. You know, I have my, like, my peers and my business partners be like, you know, they had to remind me, well, you did this and you did that, and, you know, you do it for real, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I kind of feel the same way, you know, like it's an ever-going journey, you know what I'm saying? And it's a process that you're just trying to be known for what you do, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I mean, as artists, you know, we're going to keep pushing forward, and we're never satisfied, you know. Satisfaction is like kind of like the enemy of progress, you know what I mean? Like, you just got to be, you know, you got to keep being hungry. And keep going out and being hungry, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you don't want to keep doing the same thing, you know, or feel like you arrived, because then, you know, that can get old real quick.
Right. Yeah, so you got to, like, just keep pushing the boundaries. I feel that, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate you being on the show, give your input and insight, man. One more question real quick. How do you feel about the legendary Cedric Boulevard being renamed Hip Hop Boulevard? Like, how profound is that for you as far as in the culture, for the culture?
Well, I mean, you know, I feel like, you know, the culture, you know, is always being pushed forward. You know what I'm saying? So for us to have a boulevard, you know, that means that we have arrived, but not, you know, not to be complacent, but we've gotten to a certain place, and now we, you know, just gotta keep pushing. I'm like Nori, you know, I want to see us as like a political party at you know, at some time, you know what I mean? Like, you know, shit, like, you know, you got the Democrats, Republicans, you know, I want to see hip hop as a political party, but, you know, right now I'll take a boulevard, you know.
That's what's up. I feel that. Well, yeah, y'all can check me out, man. In social media, Deacon Isaran, spelled DYKKONISARAN. I'm on Facebook, SoundCloud, Twitter with that name. You can check my IG out. It's just Deacon, DYKKON. I just dropped my first debut solo album, July 9th. It's called Folklore, Gift from the Gods. That's on all digital platforms, and including YouTube, so you can go in and just listen for free. You ain't got to download it, although I would appreciate the support. You know what I mean? Shout out to Black Tear. And what's your social media again, man, so I can plug in with you?
I'm Inf Mega. You know, INFMEGA. You know,
okay.
You know, that's all across the board. Inf Mega, you know.
All right, bet. I'm going to definitely plug in with you, man. Appreciate you being
do.
On the show, bro.
Thank you for the call.
For sure, 100.
All right.
I'm going to try to get two more on, Mr. Mega. But you got anything else you want to throw out there?
Yeah, I appreciate all the listeners out there. You know, that last call, that was cool. You know, that, you know, brothers, you know, tuning in and listening to what I had to say. I would never want to put emphasis on what I had to say. So, you know, again, you know, shout out to you for having me on to give me the opportunity to build on some of the things that I know and some of my experiences.
Oh, yeah, when you get all those projects completed or, you know, near completion, like with a brand new situation, feel free to reach out to me. I can bring you back on to
okay.
You know, talk about that.
For
sure.
All right,
I'm crazy. You understand. You know, I appreciate you probably more. But I got 413-727. You're live. Please state your name, where you from.
Hey, Black Tear, what's up? It's Angel. I'm calling from Western Massachusetts.
Hey,
hey guys. Hey. What's up, King? Peace to you. Yeah, I've been listening to the show. Good looks. I'm grateful to be here. I've been listening to your grind and your pathway. You're very inspiring, and I have a question to ask you from the top. I'm a singer-songwriter on two Wu-Tang Clan mixtapes, and I'm like pinching myself every time I pop that CD and listen to the tracks. And just hearing people say that they like my art and want to buy my art just to actually create more art, it makes me really, really happy doing what I do. You know, I love what I do. I love grinding. I love working in music. And I just wanted to know if there was a moment in time that you could share with us where you felt like you were on top of the world. It might be right now. I mean, I'm really pretty flying high off of life right now because of all the great things that are going on in my life that I'm creating and manifesting through positivity and helpful friends and people and reaching out and helping others. But can you share with us, like, I mean, the people you work with is epic. So I kind of already know the answer to this question, but are there any moments that where you felt like you were, you know, just like on top of the world fire?
Well, one of my favorite times, I have to say, you know, I know, you know, the brother keep mentioning, you know, Puff. But Puff has always been an inspiration to me, you know, and he's like an older brother to me. Somebody watching him grind, he's inspired me to grind. So that he's always showed me, like, push forward. Even when you feel you're on top of the world, there's another place where you could be on top. You could be on top of the sky,
yeah.
Top of the universe. So you got to keep going and keep pushing. You know,
yeah.
don't you know. Don't ever stop. Don't ever stop. You know, like, you know,
no.
So, you know, like I told the last caller, you know, there's not really one, but I never feel like I'm complacent. Like, I always want to keep pushing forward and keep going.
Yeah. Nice.
So that's the thing. That's the idea, is to keep pushing your idea and grow with your art. You know, you don't want to feel like,
yeah.
You know, you're on top of, you know, and that's it. Like, you know, you get to one step. Now to take the next step and keep going and keep pushing.
And that's really good advice and the truth. You know,
right,
some people
right.
get so comfortable, but yeah. Well, thank you so much. Well, you can, I am Ann Jewels, and you can find me on Facebook underneath ANNJEWELZ. I'm on Instagram, Ann Jewels Official. I've got a lot of projects that have already dropped. I'm working on some more projects. Shout out to DJ Flipside for putting me on those two Wu-Tang Clan mixtapes. And shout out to Untouchable Magazine. I'm their first cover girl with Snoop Dogg, artist Young Zeke, who I met through Black Tear on Blackout Radio. So I got to get a represent. Yeah, and shout out to VIP Room Magazine. That's CEO. Their CEO is actually Prince's producer from back in Paisley Park, Lindell Spirit, aka Love Sexy. He put me in his magazine. And I'm also representing this is what I do. I try to take my gifts and help others. So I'm representing the Crip Hop Nation, which is not Crip or Bloods. It's the cripple. We represent and we bring a platform for artists that are disabled, deaf, blind, you know, sick, elderly, you know, poor.
Okay.
We got Poor Magazine that we're running. So shout out to our founder, Leroy Moore. And I just befriended the other founder, and I haven't really mentioned his name too much, and I really need to start because he's putting a lot of work for these types of people. We're trying to get, I was just talking to Prodigy about joining us because he died, you know, he had sickle cell anemia. I'm challenged by type 2 diabetes. So, you know, we need to stand up for one another. And that's what I use my gift and my art to do in certain aspects. So that's a little bit about me, but thank you so much for giving me the time and opportunity to talk to you. And thank you, Eddie Powell, for bringing me here and let me talk to everybody and for giving us artists, independent artists, a platform.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, as usual, if y'all not calling, I can't run a show. So I definitely appreciate you calling.
I appreciate your support, and I've watched you grow over the 2 years I've been calling in every Tuesday. So I'm watching you go, so you know you got my full support. But thank you. I don't want to take any more time.
Oh, thank you for the call. Thank you. Shout out to Mass and keep doing what you do.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, brother. You know, and same to you. Many blessings to you and much prosperity and good health to you and your loved ones, too, and to us all.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right. Yep, we have officially went 5 minutes over my time, so I'm going to take one more caller, and then we're going to close it out with your social media and everything else. But I got 757-675. You're live. Please state your name and where you're from.
Hey, what's going on, Black Kid? This is Quantrell Howard from Virginia Beach, Virginia, representing QLN Entertainment. How y'all doing this evening?
Going pretty well. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. All right. Well, I guess I'll start with the question first before we get into the promotion. Let's see, it'll be a good one here. Yeah, working with Bad Boy, man. I'm assuming you had to admit, like, you know, B.I.G. and all those cats back then, man. I mean, how was that era, you know, back then compared to the working in the era that we have now?
Well, when I came around, that was long after B.I.G. had passed. Cast away.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. So I came when I came around, it was around the era of Puff Daddy's album Press Play. I don't know if you recall that album. And he had done a bunch of promotions, and I was you know following around with the camera, shooting. But by that time he had become like a multi-billionaire. Well, not billionaire, pardon me, a multi-millionaire. And the dopest thing to me was watching the man grind. You know, after he had, you see, he had so much, he didn't become complacent. He was, continually grinding, trying to, get to that next level. And that was an inspiration, because, after you get $1 million, let alone $100 million, or let alone several hundred million dollars, a lot of people tend to be like, oh, okay, I don't have to do nothing else. He was continually working and working like as if tomorrow he was going to get his first check for $100. And he was working. So that's an inspiration, So that's something that I've always taken away from, my experience with Bad Boy. Or Puff Daddy himself.
Awesome. I didn't compare that to now. It's very different from what you see in, today's, industry.
Yeah, today you see artists, really doing the homes independent thing, and That atmosphere that I was in, that was really like a studio atmosphere, and I didn't really realize it that was kind of like the last of like the studio element. Like, even now, I've seen Puff, he's even taking a lot of his studio stuff into like his home. He's recording in the house or recording in his bedroom. Just like everybody else. He has studios that he goes to, but it's really like such more of an independent move nowadays. Back then it was like, label driven. So now it's a lot more independent, So, and that's a big move, that from label driven to independence. And that's something that's also inspiring.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's definitely a pretty good thing to do. Well, I'll go ahead and do my promotion right quick just to let everybody know. My name is Quantrell Howard. Obviously, I go by Clowns, but with a Q. I'm the host of The Q. It normally airs every Friday. We're actually done for the season right now, but we're going to be coming back for one show only in August 4th. Our plans are to just kind of throw everybody back to how we did things in the very first season before we joined the network. So you guys are going to be hearing some things we did way back when we started The Q before the network. So you guys get a chance to check that out. Plus, Battle Rap Challenge will also be back. We're going to have Gemini facing somebody. So hopefully we're going to have a challenger for Gemini, see if she keeps the belt there. And besides that, just get ready for that. Also, I'm doing a competition for the competition with the Black Eye Radio Network. It's called Outstar Those Bars. We're actually going to get it going this weekend. Actually, we need to do some more tweaking and get some promotion, get the promotion set up more. But pretty much all it is you go on our SoundCloud, which is soundcloud.com/QLN Entertainment. QLN Entertainment and Black Eye Radio Network are working together. And pretty much you go to the SoundCloud /QLN ENT, you download a beat that we put out there, the I'll Start Those Bars Stage 1 beat. You download it, you spit your best 16 bars, and it's a full track in the a cappella to The Clown at rockandmail.com. I'm actually going to spell that for y'all. That's THEQLOWN at rockandmail.com. You can also send us your music and stuff for The Q as well. For that email in case anybody wants to get their music on the show for August. But pretty much you send it to that email. and then reprimish will judge, and we'll see if you one of you guys will make the top 25. Obviously, if you make the top 25, we go from 25 to 10, 10 to 5. Then we go down to the final three. The people vote for the final three. Pretty much we're going to give everybody a challenge, a beat per challenge. So it's just definitely or a beat for each stage. And then pretty much the winner will end up winning prizes like, you know, a TV interview, an interview on the radio shows that are sponsoring the competition, marketing, beats, magazine placement, a chance to be on a cypher, QL Entertainment produces a track for you. Different things like that. So it's a very, very big opportunity. So you definitely don't want to miss that. Look out for it this weekend. We're going to get it going again this weekend. I'm going to be talking to everybody, make sure everybody's still on board. But we got a lot of people on the network, including Blackout Radio here, Royal Crush, and all sorts of different shows on the network that are going to be sponsoring that. So just definitely look out for it on Facebook.com/QLNENT, QLN Entertainment. So just look that up. You're definitely going to get some updates from us, from QLN Entertainment, on the competition. But if you want to check out the Q, Facebook.com/the Q Radio Show. So that's actually our new name on the on Facebook. It's Facebook.com/the Q Radio Show, and you can follow the Q Radio Show at Instagram, Twitter. I think it was just Instagram and Twitter. So definitely the Q Radio Show. Follow us Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You know, definitely get that going as well. But besides that, just look for us in August. You can check and find the queue out for one show only in August, and hopefully we'll see y'all then. Besides that, oh yeah, and also shout out to Q93R, my artist. He has a project coming out, Mindset. That'll be out next month, so look out for that. That's QLN Entertainment as well. And also shout out to DJ Lumwolf HD, Samuel Townsend. He already has a project out. It's called Sylvan Dolph Lane. So search DJ Lumwolf HD. Now check him out and check out his project.
All right, sir. And I definitely appreciate you calling in, sir.
Yeah, definitely appreciate it.
All right. All right, Mr. Mega. All right,
yo.
Mr. Mega. How about you give out your you signed something contra or are you done?
Oh.
Is that yet?
Oh, I'm still there.
I'm sorry. My bad, Quattro. I didn't know I still had you online. Oh, yeah, Mr. Mega, if you want to throw your links out there and also let everybody know one more time about your projects.
Well, yeah, you know, look out for, I'm working with Lord Jamal. We got a few things in the works, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be doing sign on, you know, putting our thoughts together on a production level. I got some projects, you know, dealing with a law school of Mecca. Y'all can check me out on the YouTube. All my social medias, InfMega, INFMEGEA, you know, that's Twitter, that's Instagram, that's Facebook, that's YouTube, you know, anything, you know, you can just anything dealing with social media is InfMega, INFMEGEA. And also check out my SoundCloud. You know, I'm going to be facilitating some music on there as well. And it's INFMEGEA. I appreciate you.
All right,
for having me on your show. I appreciate you.
Oh yeah, like I said, if you got any, on my bad. Go ahead.
No. You got it.
No, what I'm saying is, when you finish with one of those projects or anything, feel free to let me know, and I can bring you back on.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate that. I appreciate your support, man. You definitely continue to support me for some time now, so you know, I support you too. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. And if just in the future, like, you got anybody you would like for me to interview or whatever, just feel free to reach out also.
Okay, will do. Will do, definitely.
All right. Well, everybody, just heard it from the man himself, so y'all make sure y'all check him out. This won't be his last time on. For my previous fans from the beginning, y'all heard him on last year, to the new people now. So definitely make sure y'all check him out, INFMega, on all social medias. Just Google him. Also, you go on YouTube and type his name up. You'll see the little video promotion he had with Puff Daddy in there and a few other people. So look him up, y'all. Y'all take care. Good night.
Good night. Appreciate everyone. Peace.
Peace.